Good evening, everyone. It's your host, Melissa, at Strange, Deranged, Beyond Insane. All right, so I want to start off with saying that this is a recap episode on the Kyle Marissa Roth tribute. Everyone still seems to be in shock that she's gone. We miss seeing her content on TikTok. I know I do. And, you know, a lot of people are making speculations, and there's a lot of conspiracies going around. And we really... we don't know yet what happened. The autopsy was done on her and was completed. The toxicology report is not back yet, but there is a lot of people talking. But doing the recap, I do want to just read this. So she recently had been working at People, and that's been since 2023. Her work has also previously appeared on Elle, HGTV, and Backstage. And again, Kyle Marissa Roth was known for her controversial pop culture takes on TikTok. She has died at the age of 36 years old in April 2024. The TikTok creator's family announced her death on April 15th of 2024. So she was a big time influencer. A lot of people knew her. You know, again, she is the woman with her main entry, "You want more, I'll give you more." To me, she was, and I don't want to compare her with Wendy Williams, but to me, she is like the new Wendy Williams of TikTok, if you will. And, but anyways, I was talking to my friend Michael today. Him and Kevin, his partner, were on their way to a pinball tournament in Kalamazoo. And we were just going back and forth about this, and he asked me, he said, "What do you think happened to her?" Like, what, you know, because I usually have a good intuition. I mean, it's just how I've always been. And I don't want to put any speculations out there, but I truly believe she was in distraught, and she was not in a good mental space with her content being banned. I just want to put it out there. I think it was accidental. At this point, I don't think she was unalived, but there's still a lot of people saying that she could have been. I really hope that's not the case, because if that's what happened over, you know, creating content, an influencer, but nothing surprises me anymore, because people with money can make people disappear. Now, when my husband got home from work, him and I were talking about this, and... you know, like I was telling him, like, if you were going to essentially, if you had a bunch of money, you know, wazoo, truckloads of money, whatever, millionaire club, I've always said I'd rather just go break someone's kneecaps myself and take the hit for it and get the lawsuit and, you know, go to court and smile in the courtroom. But Paul brought up a very good point. He said, give someone that's poor $1 million and watch them pretty much destroy their own lives. And that really hit for me. I was like, wow, that's again why Paul's very brilliant, and I'm more like, hey, you know, take it to the backwoods type deal. But anyways, we're getting off track here. So again, who knows what happened? Nobody knows for sure. So let's just keep putting that out there. And we do need to respect her family and her friends at this time. It's obviously just as much of a shock for them as it is us, you know what I mean? So, so speaking of that, so Michael does run a pinball business, and I know I've talked about him on here, but I do want to tell you guys, so he is, like New Baltimore area, 23 in Gratiot, I believe, and his business is called Sparks. Let me make sure I'm saying it right, because I don't. Okay, yeah, it's Sparks Pinball Museum Arcade and Bar. If you guys are in the Michigan area, please go check it out. It's at Premier Lanes in New Baltimore. And he has a lot of vintage pinballs, and he has the newer ones. They run tournaments. So, yeah, so that's who I was talking to today about this, because Michael likes to gossip, and... Michael, you know, knew of her and has seen her content, and, yeah, it's just crazy. So, Before I start some recent videos that I have found on her, I do want to get into... Now, again, I'm probably not going to pronounce it the right way because I don't pronounce anything the right way. All right, so Kyle Marissa Roth, she went to Lehigh University for college. I don't know if I said that right. Lehigh, I don't know. So before Roth found a career in social media, she attended college at Lehigh University where she played for the school's lacrosse team. She said, I've always known about Lehigh because my dad swam there, she said, in her player bio on the school site. What originally drew me to Lehigh was its great academic reputation. Then I learned that a new coaching staff was hired and they were looking to build up the top division lacrosse program. I didn't know she was a lacrosse player. That's, you got to be a fucking badass to play that. It says here, this is from People, this article. Roth had previously spoken out about her health throughout her life, including being a colon cancer survivor. In February 2024, the content creator was open about her health history, sharing some photos of scars from her past surgeries on her Instagram. It reads, 3 major abdominal surgeries, 1 reconstructive shoulder surgery, over a dozen broken bones, she wrote in the caption, 1 torn meniscus, several car accidents, even concussions. Soccer at elementary school recess, you know, from lacrosse. She also had 3 missing internal organs. But she says, but lots of badass fucking scars. Now, that's a badass woman right there. I can appreciate that. So, again, I'm going to recap. Her TikTok got banned a month before she died. On March 25th, Roth shared on TikTok that her main account got banned, and she asked her followers to file a complaint with the company so it could be unbanned. She added that her TikTok was her main source of income, and without it, she would not be able to make her rent. So that's the video that I played for you guys the other day. Now, I thought through and through watching her, I could have swore she said that she was like an accountant or like an accountant for an attorney or worked for an attorney. And that kind of leads me to this next discussion. So basically when Michael and I were chatting, he was just like, how do people get these blind items? Okay. So this is what I've gathered. Blind items, anybody can like repost them. You can like look up crazy days and nights. And a lot of people that didn't know her content have been basically talking shit and being like, oh, well, that's just public knowledge. And that's all she did was just, you know, reshare that. No, if you knew Kyle Marissa Roth's content, you would know that she did deep, deep fucking dives on people. And okay, there's the next question from Michael. Well, how do you get that kind of information? And I said, through the grapevine, you have to fucking have some type of connection. She had some kind of inside scoop, whether it was from a previous job, her job now, or should I say her other job, her, if you will, 9-to-5, or, excuse me, she knew someone. And, you know, doing deep dives, I mean, she was getting into the P. Diddy, the Kardashians, which, oh, God. Anyways, when I think of the Kardashians, like, especially in the last few years, I just see the energy I feel is not fucking good from them. It's very dark. It's very chaotic. It makes me uneasy. I don't even watch it. I mean, I haven't watched it in a long time, probably since before the pandemic. I just have nothing to do with them. It's always bad news. And I do not trust their intentions. I'll just put it that way. So, and then, you know, the J-Lo thing, she really got into like the Kate Middleton, that's a whole nother thing too. I would hope nothing like ill will, anything like that, suspicious, foul play happen. But again, I will put it out there and I don't give a fuck because this is my podcast and I can say what I want. You really have to watch on social media. You have to watch what you spread. She had gotten many, many death threats. And she did say in one video, I remember, and actually the video that she pinned my comment, the video that she had made, she had said she had PTSD from, like, the Nicki Minaj bullshit that she got into. And a lot of people would say, well, then why the fuck did she do it, knowing the dangers? Well, she created a life for herself. She was an entertainer. She had a fiery personality. She was fun. She was funny. She was pretty. She was very witty. And, like, the way she would talk about, you know, the tea items, if you will, the blind items. She made it fun. You know, she did have a lot of fun. She had, like, a million followers almost. She had billions of streams. She had tons of likes. And I think in that moment of weakness, I think anybody can fall to the conclusion that, like, oh my God, my life is over. And I'm not at all saying that's what happened, but she was not in a good headspace. When she made that video that I played for you guys the other night, her crying, she was crying for help. I mean, she was literally asking people, please help me, please help me get my content going again. I've lost 4 years, and that's 4 years of work. And what a lot of people don't fucking understand out there is that, and this is coming from someone, like, look, I guess you can say I'm, like, a little bit of a content creator. I'm on TikTok, you know, the TikTok, my podcast, my videos, my evidence, going traveling places, you know, the stuff that I put on here and on TikTok is my life's work too. In the last, I don't know, 5 years. And even before that, you know, stuff that I had experienced throughout life, you know, and that would be fucking devastating. And imagine, I mean, I only have like over 8,000 likes. I have like, I think I'm getting close to 2,000 followers, but I can honestly say I've worked for that all myself. Also, Mr. 420, I was just on his live a little bit ago. Shout out to him, Mr. 420. Find him on TikTok. He's an awesome fucking creator. Where was I going with this squirrel moment? I mean, yeah, Mr. 420 helped me a little bit coming on the podcast, and he helped me gain followers. But I don't fucking buy my followers. I don't promote myself on there. I don't promote videos on there. And it's taken time to build, and I'm fucking fine with that. I'm fine with the slow burn, just like on my podcast. I'm fine with it. But I can tell you this: I would never do it for a living. Being an influencer, content creator, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's a nasty world. It is cutthroat. And that can be taken from you in a day, in an hour, in a minute. And this story right now that we are talking about, unfortunately, and we don't know how she passed on, but this is the proof is in the pudding, if you will. That this is what happens to people that they fucking rely on this shit on social media. I can't live my life like that. It would never be stable for me. And honestly, I like getting out and working too. But anyways, it's just really bizarre. All right, so let me get this set up so I can start these videos for you guys. Okay.
Two videos actually about Kyle Marissa Roth. One of them was a man named Joe. I forgot his last name, but he's another creator here on TikTok. I'm going to try and tag him in the video after. And he was talking about how Kyle Marissa Roth and other TikTok creators have made this connection as well. I personally did not know about this when I made my video on Kyle Marissa Roth. Basically, Kyle was taking these sleep pills, sleep medication, and she was taking about 10 of them a night. And now we still haven't seen the toxicology report. If you guys didn't know, they already did an autopsy. It was completed, but the toxicology report is still pending. And it was said that it could take 60 to 90 days to get the full results from that. But anyway, I wanted to make a video about this because it was very interesting to me that a few creators have picked up on the fact that Kyle Marissa Roth was taking an excessive amount of sleeping pills every night before she passed away. She was taking 10, and I believe the normal dose was like 1 but she said something about her stomach absorption, and that's why she needed to take them in excessity. A lot of them, basically. So I kind of wonder if there was a message that Kyle was trying to bring me or something. When I didn't really even do a reading, but I was just trying to get her message across on my last video.
Okay, so that is, give it up for Lottie Lux. I do follow her. She is another creator that I really enjoy. Seems very sweet, very pretty. I do like her content too. So again, that is Lottie, L-O-T-T-Y. And then the last name on here is Lux, L-U-X-E, if you guys want to find her on TikTok. Now I'm going to find...
Okay, guys.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Okay, so this is who she was talking about. This is Joe... Hold on 1 second. I don't know why my video is being weird and my phone was shaking on its own. Super creepy. Okay. All right, this is Joe something. His name will come up in just a second. Here we go, you guys.
And I was just going through all of Kyle's videos, and I found this video that she has been taking this sleep medication that just so happens to have this in it. So this is what she said she was taking, Tranquil Sleep, okay? 5-HTP, sunfeeding, and melatonin. But the 5-HTP is what we need to focus on, okay? So... EMS, okay, is what can be caused by 5-HTP, okay? The NIH warns of possible danger in taking 5-HTP, stating in 2015 some people who have taken it have come down with, I can't say it, they call it EMS. What's EMS? So EMS is a rare condition that affects your muscle, skin, and lungs. Common symptoms include muscle pain, skin rash, breathing problems. Severe symptoms can be life-threatening. Now, this only happens if you take large amounts of 5-HTP, but look at this video.
Well, kind, I've also had multiple stomach surgeries, so I have, like, absorption issues. So sometimes, like, taking capsule pill form doesn't actually, like, go into my system. I just end up, you know, going up the other end. The chewable kind, it's by Stress Relax, Tranquil Sleep, 5-HTP, sun-theanine, and melatonin. Dosage is 2 pills. I'm not going to lie, I take 10 pills a night. But that fucking works.
Yeah, so you just saw that. She's taking 10 a night, okay? That was on April 4th. I don't know how many she was taking before then or how long she's been taking it, but seeing how she was, like, you know, dealing with, you know, colon cancer and health problems, stuff like that, this could possibly be the reason why. All right, you guys, I am so disgusted by this whole thing with poor Kyle Marissa Roth and this the whole situation, okay, with J-Lo and all this shit. Did J-Lo have anything to do with this? What do you think, guys? What do you think? Come on. I just want to tell people, like, think about it, okay? She's, you know, she's got this massive platform. She's going after J-Lo. She's exposing her. She's, like, showing all her narcissistic, you know, tendencies, all this and that, how she treats everyone. It goes on Forbes magazine. Next thing you know, her TikTok's banned. So what does she do? She starts a new one. She's still going on and going on about it, okay? And the next thing you know, she's not around anymore. I mean, you guys, do I think J-Lo did this? Do I think J-Lo is a shady person? Yes. Do I think J-Lo has been involved in some very shady shit? Yes. Okay? Who is she involved with, people? Think about it. Diddy, all those people, right? Do you think she's a good person? And you know what they'll do. They'll come out and they'll say, oh, she passed away because of this, or she... You know, something happened to her in her sleep or whatever. Come on, guys. There's so many ways to unalive a person without them finding out. I mean, come on. There's so many things. Yeah, look at Matthew Perry, right? Like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine. And then gone the next day. Got even, like, Bob Saget. I mean, like, I don't even know if Bob Saget was involved in any, like, weird shit.
Yeah,
found him gone in a hotel room. Just, then, no one's talking about what really happened to Bob Saget. So like I said, I definitely think there's some fishy shit going on here. But like I am just going to tell everybody out there right now, if you have a platform, if you have a serious following, be careful who you are targeting on this platform, okay? Because they're watching us, guys. They're watching us now. Oh.
Yeah, and the whole Bob Saget thing, I do believe, I did do a little bit of deep dive on that on my own, and he was exposing, quote-unquote, the elites and the trafficking and all the nasty shit that's going on. Very scary, you guys. Here's another video.
I've got new news of a new celebrity that's coming down with the P. Diddy, J-Lo, all that stuff. Kim Kardashian is now being investigated by the FBI for drugging high-profile men in order to, well, you know. They've got her on tape, apparently. This is all alleged and for educational purposes only. I just thought I would let my babies know.
Yeah, so this is another woman that I follow on here. This is, I think it's Southern Straight Shooter. So the whole fucked up thing about this, and I'm not gonna slay dragons over this right now in any more episodes until all the reports come out and they make a determination of the cause of death. But it is super fucking suspicious, and I just know from following her, Kyle Marissa Roth, for a while, these are all people she was doing deep dives on. It was the P. Diddy, it was Kim K, it was all the Kardashians, it was, there's, like, all the celebrities, okay? They're all fucking involved in this big web of chaotic, nasty, evil, dark, morbid, everything bad type of bullshit, okay? And that's why I have a podcast because, you know, like I said, my podcast, this is a safe spot. I am allowed to talk about anything I want on here. Well, within reason, right? Wink, wink. But that's why I don't make videos like this on TikTok. I kind of am the person that sits back and just watches and listens. And I kind of like, do I believe everything I hear? Hell no. But it's very, very ironic to me that anybody that speaks up or speaks truth is targeted and then they're gone. And it's not much after when it becomes very popular in the news media and the social media platforms. Oh, but it really burns my ass that this happened because I'm seriously speaking, like, jokes aside, corniness, not making it about myself. I'm just saying it really burns me that I'm not going to see her content anymore because, and this is how everybody's feeling. Like she was really making waves on TikTok. And like I said, and I will say it 100 times and 100 million more times. I did watch her. I watched her content. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed her personality. I will miss seeing her face on here, even though it's all over the place right now, but it's obviously not for good reasons. I think this could go either way, and I'm not going to sit here and make I should even say I'm not going to make a circus more out of her than it already has become. I did lose a friend, a very close friend, years ago, unfortunately to suicide, and excuse me, it's always touchy to talk about this, but I remember her telling me things that I didn't think anything of it until after it happened and I look back and how tired she was and she wasn't going to the gym anymore and she wasn't doing church and she wasn't doing this and she wasn't doing that and she basically told me she was just existing. And I mean, there's a lot more that goes into this, but just to kind of put it in a quick, I guess, point of view, if Kyle Marissa Roth was, and look, a lot of people have sleeping problems. I do myself. But if you're taking all this shit to go to sleep and, you know, your mind's always racing, that's a whole web of depression and sleep, you know, issues and you're not functioning right and I'm still going back to that video of her crying. I mean, she was very hurt, you could tell, when her content was banned. And I don't know, that just doesn't sit right with me because I already lost somebody that had a moment of weakness and didn't think she could come out of it. So anyone out here listening, please, please reach out. Reach out to anyone. Reach out to a hotline. When you're in that moment of, distraught and you're stressed and you're anxious and you're upset and you're, just completely lost and something horrible happens, just know that there's always someone out there that will listen. And I'm not saying at all, again, that this is what happened, but I'm just saying what I seen, and I watched the video over and over and I've heard it, and she was not in a good headspace. Now, do I think that's what happened? No, I think, like I said, it could go either way. But you guys collect your thoughts on it and let me know what you think. And this is probably the last time I'm going to dabble on this topic because it's really sad. I mean, every time now I go on fucking TikTok and it's like you don't see her content. And it sucks. She always had all the hot tea, and it was like, ooh, good, clicking your fingers together. And it was pure entertainment. So, I'm going to end it on this note. And you guys tell me what you guys think. And, you can always email me, ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. Again, that's ghostsisters2124@gmail.com. You can find me on TikTok. If you type in Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane, you can listen to these episodes on any platforms that you listen to podcasts. You'll see my TikTok will come up. You'll see the YouTube channel comes up. Still haven't done a whole lot with YouTube because it kind of freaks me out. I know there's like a lot of little rules on there, and I haven't had enough time to kind of like dabble with it, but I do have some, a few videos up. But yeah, you guys, I want to hear back from you. I want to know your thoughts, suggestions. If you want to come on here and chat, we want to know. All right, you guys, tune in for the next episode. We'll be chatting soon.